One of the worst things that can happen to your social media site, be it Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or whatever, is that it appears dead. And there are some ways that you can ensure that that never happens, and I'm going to talk you through them in this video. Now, we all know that staying active on social media can be very time-consuming. And if you run a business, then obviously you have to divide your time between actually running your business and promoting it on social media. And it's best to be active on more than one social media platform. So you should have a presence on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Instagram and any other social media platform that you can think of, because you really should be everywhere all the time, because that way you stand the best chance of getting more customers, getting more contacts, building your network, and so on. And there are three ways that you can stay on top of things. You can do it manually by yourself or by somebody in your organization. You can do it automatically, and I'll talk a bit more about that later on in the video. Or you can outsource it altogether and get somebody else to run your social media for you, a VA or somebody similar. Now let's look at how you can do this manually. First of all, you should set aside a certain block of time each day to attend to social media. So that could be something like first thing in the morning, or it could be at the end of your working day, or it could be during the day whenever you perform a certain task. So, for example, every time you go down to the kitchen to make a cup of tea or coffee, you could update one of your social media posts. And what some people recommend that you do is that you keep a tablet computer or an old smartphone in your kitchen. And so every time you go to make that cup of tea or coffee, you can check your Facebook, check your Twitter, update it, retweet something, that sort of thing. And that way you're going to be active all the time. And you can do it, while you're waiting for the kettle to boil or something like that. And it's not going to take up a great deal of time out of your day. Alternatively, you can use automated services to generate content. So you could schedule posts or tweets ahead of time and write them and get them put up so that your social media never appears dead. Also, cross-posting to different social media platforms at the same time and linking them together will mean that when you update one particular social media platform, it updates others as well. So you could have it to show the latest tweet on your blog, for example. So every time you send a tweet, your blog gets updated. You can link Facebook and Twitter and all sorts of things automatically. And there are some third-party services that can help you to do that. Okay, the first site is Buffer, which you can find here at buffer.com. And what you can do with Buffer is you can, particularly using it with Twitter, is you can schedule lots of tweets. You can write lots of different tweets in advance and schedule them to go out at a certain time and a certain date. So if you don't have time to write a tweet and send it to your Twitter followers, then Buffer will do it automatically for you. They do have a charge for using it for business, but it's not particularly bad. It starts at about $10, and there is a free trial at the time that I'm making this video. And as I said, you can find out more at buffer.com. The next site is Hootsuite, and Hootsuite is really several social media tools built into one, and it can do everything that Buffer can. And it's a bit more complicated than Buffer, but it does let you manage multiple accounts and it lets you see various different social media streams in one place. It also lets more than one person log in, which can be very useful if you hire someone to look after your social media. And you can sign in with Twitter, Facebook, or Google Plus. Again, it is a paid for service, but there is a free trial offer at the time they're making this video, and you can find out more at hootsuite.com. And finally, there's IFTTT. Now, IFTTT stands for If This Then That. And what this does is it links all of your different social media accounts and online apps by creating what they call recipes. And recipes are comprised of some type of trigger, you know, an event or an action. So, for example, you can set up a recipe so that every time you post a comment to Facebook, it's also posted to Twitter. And it's an incredibly powerful tool. There's lots and lots of different uses that you can put this to. And you can find out more about this service at ifttt.com. Another way that you can make sure that your social media is never dead is to outsource the updating of it. And what you can do is to hire someone to post to social media for you. And this can be on a regular or an ad hoc basis. Preferably, you should get someone in your organization to do it if you're big enough. Otherwise, you should hire a freelancer to do it. One thing that you can do, you know, if your kids are old enough, is to get them to post stuff for you after school, because most teenagers in particular enjoy spending time on social media. So if you can get them to do something that's going to be beneficial to your business at the same time, well, you kill two birds with one stone. And if you do a search on Fiverr for social media posts, you'll find lots of people here who will post to your social media accounts for $5 and even do more VA work as well. Personally, I would only hire someone off Fiverr if you needed somebody on an ad hoc basis. If you're going to have a more ongoing relationship with someone, if you want to have someone as a virtual assistant on a regular basis, then it's probably best to hire them off a site like Freelancer. And you can come here to freelancer.com and click on the hire button and do a search for virtual assistant or social media posting, and you'll find lots of people who are offering their services, and prices vary, but sort of do bear in mind that when it comes to this sort of thing, you get what you pay for, so it's best to pay as much as you can afford for a good quality job. Now, once you've established yourself on social media, it's very important that you maintain an active presence. Because if your social media goes dead, people might assume that you've gone out of business. And of course, that's the last thing that you want.